Hi, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I'm continuing my Energy of Success series. And this is step number 9 in the process. This is a little bit different than what you've heard me say, but let's go with it. So, because I channeled this, all of these steps were channeled. So the next one is create a plan of micro goals that lead to your desired result. Keep these goals so small that you can do them easily, feel good about yourself, and they take minimal effort. If some part of you is saying your micro goal is not enough, or that it will take you forever to achieve your desired result at that pace, then you're dealing with a worthiness, deserving, or not enoughness issue. And that has nothing to do with the effectiveness of your plan. Okay, that's the notes that I wrote on this. All right, so this is in lieu of action steps. You know, I'm a big fan of taking action, and I know why Spirit is coming forward with this message about, instead of action steps, micro goals, because action steps can easily start to look like trying to puppet master your life. And if you're trying to puppet master your life, then essentially you are not leaving room for Spirit. And you're most likely trying to control the how and when of things. So if you do micro goals, then it frees you up to trust your intuition, and it frees you up to trust flow, and it frees you up to trust Spirit, and you can oftentimes get there a hell of a lot faster than whatever plan your mind would come up with, you know, from the most intellectual side of you. So let's take you want to lose some weight. You want to lose 20 pounds, and you tell yourself, okay, I'm going to work out every single day. Then I'm going to have a protein shake, and then I'm going to meditate, and then I'm going to take my lunch to work. And then I'm going to have this type of meal at dinner. Okay, cool, right? That's all action steps, right? And what Spirit wants you to do instead is to say, all right, I'm going to lose 1 pound over the next 14 days. Do you see how much freedom you just gave yourself? Because what if your action plan is just rooted in whatever problem, you know, created the weight gain? And so it's not going to yield a solution. You have to be in the vibration of solution. But if you commit to, come hell or high water, I'm going to lose 1 pound over the next 14 days, you just open the door to all sorts of possibilities. What if you don't even need to change your eating habits, right? What if the exercise is just enough? What if it's stress, right? And so you deciding you're going to be more present and have more meditative moments throughout your day, maybe that's the solution. You don't know, right? Sure, I get it. I know there's a science to something like weight loss. But obviously, it's not a one-size-fit-all equation, or, you know, there'd be people with no weight issues, right? So, or maybe, you know, let's go back to weight. Maybe you say, I'm going to lose 1 pound, and I know that I have some trauma that I haven't looked at that may be contributing to the weight. And you take the time to look at that, right? So Spirit wants you to set micro goals instead of action plans. I love this approach. I mean, but it's so different, right? We're used to step by step by step by step. I can tell you this. I know why they're doing this. This wisdom is coming forward at this time, because we're changing as a species. We're changing rapidly as a species. The things that we thought worked 10 years ago, 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, are not going to work now. Things are moving quickly in some ways and moving really slowly in others. There are areas where we're really advanced as a species, and there's areas where we're actually ass backwards. And so when we start to take this new approach where we focus on the micro goal, then we stay open to wisdom that is bigger than us, right? We stay open to the evolution that's occurring in your life, right? Transformation does require that you evolve. You evolve. So we're going to step away from action plans and we're going to focus on micro goals. And then this is where my spirit guides are like, you can use the SMART, even though I'm so, if you work with me one-on-one, you'll hear me say I'm not a huge fan of the SMART methodology, but my spirit guides in this moment are saying it's effective. So let's look at what the SMART means. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time-bound. Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time bound. Let's see if I can find an infographic to give us some insight. Real quick. So specific would be make your goal clear and specific. So your micro goal needs to be really, really clear. Like, oh, I'm going to lose 1 pound in 14 days, or I'm going to, I'm going to apply to 5 jobs that feel like me within the next 4 days, right? And so make your goal clear and specific. Measurable means define. This is why I don't like the SMART goals, because I think they get wordy unnecessarily. Okay, here we go. Measurable. Make sure your goal and progress are measurable. Like, meaning you can see it. You can see where you're going, right? Like, oh, I submitted one resume today. I'll submit another one tomorrow. That's measurable. Achievable. Make sure you can reasonably accomplish your goal within a certain time frame. So again, that's why Spirit wants you to do these teeny, teeny, tiny goals, like where you can't fuck it up. Well, you could if you didn't do it. But if you gave it any type of effort from the most sincerest part within you, you want to be able to hit it, right? Relevant. Your goal should align with your values and long-term objectives. So these micro goals need to match your desired result. So if your desired result is to work for a Fortune 500 company, then you best be applying to Fortune 500 companies, you know? Or if you think that there is a in-between to that, that you're on a path where you could get hired by a Fortune 500 company. So you may take a lesser job. I don't like that language. You might take something that feels lateral because it lines you up and gets you closer to the desired result. Right? So it's on the path. And then lastly of the SMART goal philosophy is time-based. Set a realistic but ambitious end date to clarify task prioritization and increase motivation. So that's where you need a date. Usually when I talk to you about goals in general, I like dates and goals in very specific ways. And I think when it comes to micro goals, a date is appropriate. Because then that ensures you are walking towards that micro goal. Because essentially, think about it this way. So if it were, I'm going to use this, but remember I told you in a previous podcast, the journey's not straight. But let's say it's a road. And at the end of that road is your desired result. Well, you setting out, let's say each stop sign is one of your micro goals, right? So you want to be able to recognize that you're going to come to several stop signs on your journey to your desired result, right? So there's going to be multiple micro goals. And I think when they're time bound, that's where you can achieve them. You feel really good. Then you'll move on to the next. Achieve that, feel really good. You move on to the next. And you're still walking towards the goal. Again, this analogy or example, if you will, makes it seem like the journey is linear, but it's not. And so I think micro goals help you as you move through the zigzagginess of going for what you really want, the zigzagginess of your success. Yeah. Okay, cool. So set micro goals that match your desired result and use the SMART philosophy in the setting of those micro goals. Cool. And make sure your micro goal is a match to where you want to be. Make sure your micro goals are leading you in the direction of your desired result. You know, if my ultimate goal is to write a novel that sells, let's just say 10,000 copies within the first month. Let's say that. That's not the goal at all. But I mean, it's a pretty goal, but I've got some other things in mind. But let's just say that's the goal. If I start writing a self-help book while I'm under the umbrella of writing the novel and I'm not writing on the novel, then that's not a SMART goal, right? That's not a micro step that's leading me to where I want to be. Cool. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I'm really excited about this micro goal thing. I do think action steps action will always be required, but sitting down and plotting out all the action steps, I think that might be a thing of the past. I think we need our intuition more. We need flow more. I think when we sit down to write those type plans, we're all intellectual and we're coming from a place usually of some lower vibrational energy of, I don't want to fail. And so what if you can go into it with the belief that, oh, it's only success for me. And these goals are to help me stay focused and motivated towards my ultimate desired result. All right. I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. I want to help you achieve your big, wild, amazing dream. Please consider my 1-year intuitive coaching package. Information on that service can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show. Please like, subscribe, throw some stars up, write a review if you enjoyed this podcast. That's how the algorithm finds us. And it is a joy and an honor to serve you. Thank you.